There'll also be a table from the Friends of the Morris Public Library, and they'll have a book selection out. Maybe the introverts are like, well, I kind of want to celebrate, but I'd rather be sitting in the park and just hanging out and reading a book. Well, lucky for you, the library folks will be there. Just another example of there are resources and places in Morris that are safe and welcoming. So we just wanted to have the tablers be more of resource, care, love than spend your dollars. And maybe that'll change in the future, and that would be exciting and cool. But this year, it's just hyper-local resources for the queer LGBTQ community.
Cool, yeah. And if you're an ally, I mean, it's open to everybody. So June 21st from 2 to 5 p.m., the bus will get you there for free, or well, not for free, but was, you know, taken
care of. Yeah, we'll pay for it.
Yeah.
You don't got to pay for it.
Yeah, so free to you. It sounds like a fun event. Like I said, I've been to many of these over the years, and it is. It's just people having a good time and being mm-hmm. who they are, and I think that's great.
Absolutely. And a big focus for us is just reminding folks that Morris isn't a queer place, isn't an LGBTQ place because of the university. It is an LGBTQ place. It is a queer place because of the nature of people. And so this is intentionally a community pride. It's not just for college kids. It's not just for university staff and faculty. It's for everyone. And last year, our attendance of 80 to 90 folks really showcased that. It reminded people that, hey, there are faces and folks in this community who do identify this way, who have nothing to do with the university. And so I think it was a good reminder to a lot of folks that we want to have a community pride for this reason exactly. It's, you don't have to go to the U in order to be your authentic self. You can just be a person living in this lovely little town and be yourself and be welcome over at Morris Pride. And so we're excited, and we're excited to meet friends and say hello to old friends and have a good gathering.
Well, cool. Yeah, I've only been here 6 months, so I'm going to be there just hanging out, meeting new folks. So I think it'll be a fun time. Again, the 21st from 2 to 5 p.m.
Yep. And if you want the rest of our information, we have a website, and we have an Instagram, and there's a Facebook event. But to find kind of the full assortment of information, we have a link tree. So you can go to linktree.com/queermorris. So that's linktr.ee/queer Morris. And once you type in that link, it'll bring up the website with all the information about the event, our accessibility statement, some of our expectations for folks when they show up. There's a link on there to donate cash and money if you want to share some love with the Morris Pride Committee that way. And there's also links on there more about the transit rides and things being free and stuff like that. So if you go to linktree.com/queermorris, or you can email us queermorris@gmail.com, or you can check out our Instagram, which is queermorrispride, and learn more about what's going on or ask us questions.
Okay, very cool. Sid Bauer, thank you so much for coming in and letting us know about that. I'll be there on the 21st. Sounds like a good time.
Thank you, Murphy.
Yeah, absolutely. That is our community connection for this Thursday, June 12th.